Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories. An arrest is made in connection with last weekend's Times Square shooting.
The U.S. Marshals and Regional Fugitive Task Force tracked down Farrakhan Mohammed near Jacksonville, Florida. Detectives were able to trace his whereabouts after the shooting. He went to a hotel on West 42nd Street and emerged with a female companion. They began driving south. Investigators reached out to contacts Mohammed had along the way. There was a confirmed sighting in North Carolina, but he apparently continued on and was located and taken into custody on the road. Farrakhan is expected to be returned to New York to face charges in connection with the shooting that injured three people visiting Times Square. One of them, a four-year-old girl whose parents were waiting in line to go shopping for toys. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
A man sitting on a bench was slashed at the Times Square subway station this morning, one of four incidents reported in the system during the morning rush. In another incident at the same station, an MTA worker was punched and pushed by a person who started screaming. That suspect fled. Other incidents reported were at the 75th Avenue F train stop in Queens, where a woman was punched in the face in an unprovoked attack. A suspect was arrested in that case. And a woman was slashed on the number 3 platform at Pennsylvania Avenue in Brooklyn. Interim New York City Transit President Sarah Feinberg issued a statement today saying, quote, "The mayor must act. The transit system needs an injection of additional mental health resources and a visible police presence on platforms." It's something that MTA officials have been saying the past few weeks. Assuming CDC approval, New York City will begin offering the Pfizer COVID vaccine to adolescents 12 and older tomorrow. City Health Commissioner Dave Chokshi says children will need consent, and he's encouraging parents and guardians to make appointments.
It's the same vaccine that has already been administered safely to millions of adults. It will be at the same strength, that means at the same dose, and no other safety signals have been detected in the younger age group.
Meanwhile, you can now get a vaccine at Grand Central Terminal, Penn Station, and several subway stations. The J&J single-dose shots will be administered, and those who roll up their sleeves will be offered free transit fares. A new fellowship will provide $25,000 for emerging and established Puerto Rican writers. The Mellon Foundation and the Flamboyan Foundation's Arts Fund announced the fellowship for 30 writers ages 21 and up who can focus on poetry, fiction, creative nonfiction, or children's literature. The first 15 winners will be announced in November. Hamilton playwright Lin-Manuel Miranda applauded the announcement, calling the fellowship an important means of supporting Puerto Rican artists in their journey to tell more stories. With workers heading back to the office, along with those who stayed, New York is setting new workplace safety standards. State regulators will soon be able to fine employers who don't protect workers from airborne infectious disease. And workers can sue for up to $20,000 if employers don't follow the safety standards. A new state law tasks labor and health officials with coming up with minimum workplace standards around things like the availability of PPE, social distancing, and quarantine requirements.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.